Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Come on, think about your situation. Who you trusting? I trust in God. Who you depending on? My Savior. Who you crying out to? Who you calling on in hard times? Never fail. Come on, I know we all dealing with some sort of situation in here. Who you trusting in? I trust in God, my Savior, the one that's gonna pull me through. Yeah, the one that's gonna pull me out. The one that's gonna give me beauty for ashes. Come on, say, I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail.
To proclaim, we must overcome elitism to partner to proclaim. This is a good message right here from Luke chapter 7. So when we consider ourselves part of a team, we have the assurance of the team's backing. Think about that. When you consider yourself part of a team, you have assurance of that team's backing. So it's a team that won the Super Bowl, not one person. When you consider yourself a part of the team, you reap the benefits of the team, the backing of the team. But in order to do that, we have to overcome elitism from many sides. So what's elitism? It's a view that only one select group of people are called to do something. So then we determine, are we part of that group or not? Right? So there's many sides to this. This isn't just, oh, those people over there who are up, they have the authority, they had, no. Elitism comes from every side, because then we think, well, I'm not a part of that group, they're not talking to me. Then there's others who say, well, they're only talking to me because I'm of the elite. We have to overcome elitism to realize that we're all partnering together. It's every component, every person together. So we're going to look at it in the scriptures. Luke chapter 7, starting at verse 2. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die. So when he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, pleading with him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying that the one for whom he should do this was deserving, for he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue. I've read this so many times and in so many different translations. He sent a specific group of people to go find Jesus. The elders of the Jews. The elders of the Jews are not part of the close-knit group that the centurion ruled over. It was a Roman centurion. He had hundreds of soldiers under him. The elders of the Jews were not soldiers. The Roman centurion, he stayed with his servant, who the Bible says was sick and about to die. So within this group, we got to get this, because we're going to see as we go through the verses. With this group, now, he values who his servant is. When the elders of the Jews go find Jesus, they start talking about what the servant did. What you do and who you are two different things. What you do and who you are two different things. Because sometimes we are identified by our work, so we don't even know who we are. So who you are to God, that is the anchor right there. When you realize who you are in Christ, there's nothing you won't do. But when you're running around trying to do to get that same assurance in your who, it's not going to work. But when you know who you are in Christ, when you know your value in the family of God, there's nothing you won't do because of who you know that you are and the relevance of your calling and your position. All right, so let's keep going. Verse 6, then Jesus went with them, and when he was already not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him. So there's lots of people here in this story. The centurion deeply cares for his servant. He stays with him. There's another group of people who stay also. They are called the friends. So they are staying in this intimate setting with the man, the servant, who is sick. And he doesn't just have a sickness that, oh, it'll come and go. It says that he was about ready to die. So they're gathered together with him, and the centurion tells the elders of the Jews, hey, get out of here. Go do something religious. Go find Jesus. Every translation I looked at, it used these specific words. It was the elders of the Jews, and then there were the friends. And this ties right into Love Thy Neighbor, the parable of the Good Samaritan, the one that was the friend. There was the elite religious people who couldn't do nothing, but the one who looked to be a friend was the one who brought forth the change and help in that situation. So he tells the elders of the Jews, y'all go. When they get to Jesus, they start going through the man's list of achievements, his works. But the Roman centurion, if you can't get up another day, I still value you. I'm still going to stick with you until the end. I'm still going to continue to cover you and pour into you. If we're on the battlefield or if we're on the sick bed together, because of who you are. When you realize that God loves you because of who you are, there is nothing that you will not do. But when you're working to try to achieve through works, you're going to find yourself empty and lost. So the centurion, he had to make a separation. He said, you religious elders of the Jews, y'all go find Jesus. And in this house, in this intimate setting, we're going to show compassion and care unto one another. So now he sends his friends. And this is a different message. Look at this different message. Saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. There's two different messages. He told the elders of the Jews to go get Jesus, tell him to come. He's telling his friends, hey, okay, they're getting close. I need y'all to go out there and tell him he don't gotta come. Why? Because I understand authority. For some reason, he was separating the religion. He told them to go. Maybe he would just send them on a wild goose chase, as they say. He had to get them out of there, because we've seen in other places where Jesus would clear a room of those who did not believe and remained in the room with those who believed in order for it to come to pass. So there was a separation. He told the elders of the Jews, y'all get out of here, go find them, and tell them to come. Then they go on their own agenda. Well, hey, you know this man, he built synagogues for us. He talked about all the money that he invested in building onto them. While the centurion stayed with his servant and the group of friends. So now he tells the group of friends, go and tell him, Lord, don't trouble yourself. You don't really have to come here. I'll just try and get rid of the elders of the Jews. For I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not even think myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. So this is a different scenario. This is a different command that he sends the message with the friends. Verse 8, for I also am a man placed under authority. So he said, I'm under authority and I have authority. If you are never come under authority, you don't understand the power of the authority you have. Because all you are doing is using the authority that's pouring into you, and then you're pouring it back out. It's not your own authority. So we have to be submitted under an authority in order to be able to operate in authority. And sometimes we just want to operate in authority, and we want to run everybody, but we can't even run ourselves to get in a place of alignment with an authority. So he says, I have soldiers under me. So he said, I'm placed under authority, and I have soldiers also under me. And I say to one, go, and guess what he does? He goes. I say to another, come, and guess what he does? He comes. And to my servant, do this, and guess what? He does it. So the centurion knew how authority works because he understood it in both directions. Now, when a person is in a position of authority, they do not have to be everywhere. Their word is enough. When a person is in a position of authority, they do not have to be everywhere. Their word is enough. We then, right, we're required then to know what to do and to behave the word. We have to know the expectations and behave then the word. Nobody's coming knocking on your door every morning reminding you, hey, baby, the speed limit from this street to this street is 35. The speed limit from this street to this street. Nobody's reminding you. It's already been stated. And now it's our job to come in alignment to know. Because if you ever get pulled over and you tell the cop, I didn't know what the speed limit is, that make them even more mad.
I lift you up. And I magnify your name. Come on, y'all, help me sing that. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Come on, let's sing that unto the Lord. Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Because you care for me.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.